Good evening, and welcome to a one-night stand with the big bands. Good evening, everyone. This is Arnold Dane, and you're listening to Smoke Rings, the theme song that introduced for many years and to millions of fans the great music of the Casa Loma Orchestra. Tonight, our special guest will be Clarence Hutchenrider, the jazz voice clarinetist of the Casa Loma Band, and we'll reminisce with some of the great music of this orchestra on a one-night stand with the big bands, brought to you by WTIC and by Russo Chevrolet and Windsor Locks, who offer free maintenance service on any 74 Caprice or Impala they sell. It was about a week ago that we interviewed Clarence Hutchenrider at his comfortable apartment in New York City and talked over the great days of the Casa Loma Band. We have some interesting conversation and some great music to present tonight on a one-night stand with the big bands. And in just a moment, we'll present one of the early examples of the Casa Loma Orchestra. Go with the car dealer who gives you more, Russo Chevrolet and Windsor Locks. When you buy a 1974 Caprice or Impala at Russo, either specially ordered or in stock, you receive absolutely free complete maintenance service for 15 months or 15,000 miles. That's right, complete maintenance service free for 15 months or 15,000 miles. Gasoline will be your only expense. Russo's trained mechanics will take care of the rest. Free lubrication, filter changes, front end alignment, tune-ups, any routine maintenance work that must be done on your new Caprice or Impala in 15 months or 15,000 miles. It's a first-class deal from a first-class dealer, Russo Chevrolet.
Go first class with Russo. Russo Chevrolet.
Russo Chevrolet is just minutes from Hartford. Take the Bradley exit off I-91, then your first exit to Russo Chevrolet, across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks.
Thank you.
a marvelous old Casa Loma Band recording of something called the Sansu Strut. Information now about the Casa Loma Band provided by a fine music critic named Stanley Dance. He says in its original form, the band was known around Detroit as Gene Golcat's Orange Blossoms. By 1929, it included saxophonists Glenn Gray and Pat Davis, trombonists Billy Roush and Pee Wee Hunt, pianist Howard Joe Horse Hall, and guitarist-arranger Gene Gifford. And in that year, it was scheduled to open a Toronto nightclub called the Casa Loma. Built in anticipation of a visit by the Prince of Wales, the club never opened. But the Orange Blossoms liked its name and transformed themselves into the Casa Loma Orchestra. With Glenn Gray as president and Pat Davis as secretary and treasurer, they further formed a corporation and became the first cooperative band. The band was a decidedly personable one from the start, and when Kenny Sargent joined in 1931, it had a handsome singer to captivate the fair sex. Thoroughly rehearsed and with a strong belief in the importance of accuracy, it was also wise in the selection of material and tempo. Yet in the very early 30s, it was the band's jazz interpretations, considerably enhanced by the addition of Clarence Hutchinrider's clarinet, that suddenly won it an international reputation. Quotes from Stanley Dance. And I think that's a nice way to introduce our guest on a one-night stand this evening, Clarence Hutchinrider. We interviewed Clarence just a week ago at his attractive duplex apartment in suburban New York City, actually in Flushing, New York. And Clarence, I think a good place to begin our conversation is with that theme song that we heard to open the program, Smoke Rings. It's one of the prettiest of all the big band themes. How was that special effect created? I know there's some clarinet in there and some muted trombone.
Well, if I remember correctly, it was just two clarinets and trombone.
Who was the trombonist?
Billy Roush.
I understand that he was one of the toughest taskmasters of them all, that he drove himself to play everything perfectly.
Well, he was constantly practicing. Before he'd go on the air, he would practice in that high note, you know.
How large was the Casa Loma Orchestra at this time?
The first recording, I guess, was about 14 men. I don't think we ever had over 16 men.
Now, of the 14 men, was Glenn Gray one of the saxophonists
at
that time?
Yes, he played lead saxophone.
Uh-huh. You know. How many saxes were there?
There were four saxes to begin with, and then it graduated to five. And see, I have to stop and think of who was in the section.
Yes, and then count them that way. How many trumpets and how many trombones?
Well, it was three trumpets, and we had the use of four trombones.
I think that one of the things that perhaps some people have lost sight of is the fact that the Casa Loma Orchestra was really a forerunner of the big band era. We talk about the big band era as beginning in 1936 or something, but heck, this band was going at least 5 years before then.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And very successfully, too. Let's talk about some of the other early recordings. Let's go back to about 1933, if we could. As a matter of fact, you did a whole series of things. You did blue jazz, white jazz, and black jazz. Were they all Gene Gifford arrangements?
Yes, they were. They were just what we used to call flag wavers. They weren't really danceable. They used to congregate in front of the stand and listen.
Thank you. As we're here visiting in Clarence Hutchin Ryder's very comfortable living room of his home in Flushing, New York, we've been reminiscing about some of the records that you recorded and about the fact that you've just reached retirement age, I understand. You're now 65?
Yes.
Are you still able to play? Do you play at all?
Oh, yeah, sure.
How long have you played clarinet now, Clarence?
Well, it's been about, I would say, almost 50 years.
You started then when you were, well, pretty close to a middle teenager?
That's right.
Why did you pick clarinet?
Actually, I was bent on having a saxophone, but coming from a musical family, they discussed it with the leading bandmaster in my hometown, and he suggested I start on clarinet.
How hard did you work at it when you were a youngster?
Well, enough to where my mother used to chase me out in the barn to get me out of the kitchen. Get that squeak out of here.
That's unusual. Usually they have to drive you over to the instrument practice.
They never had to coach me that way. I loved it right from the start.
I want to talk over some of the personnel with the Casa Loma Band and the way it was organized and all, but first I want to play something by an old pal of yours, Pee Wee Hunt. He's quite a guy, isn't he?
He sure is, yeah.
Do you remember this recording of You're Gonna Lose Your Gal?
Well, I think that was recorded in 31, right after I'd joined the band. Billy Rush made the arrangement on it. I remember walking down Broadway and there was a little music store that used to play the records right out on the sidewalk, yeah. You know, and you could hear it all over Times Square.
You're gonna fret away. You're bound to get that way. How can you be so conceited? Take a heart and then mistreat it. You can't have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your gal. And when she's gone, she won't come back. They don't come back, won't come back. Once they're gone, you're gonna be surprised. You never realize that someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can choose and rise her. Someone else will paradise her. You're gonna lose your gal.
As I understand it, the original, what came to be known later as the Casa Loma Band, was one of the outgrowths of the Gene Golcat Band. They called them the Orange Blossoms.
That's
up
right.
In Detroit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and in that year it was scheduled to open a Toronto nightclub called the Casaloma. Built in anticipation of a visit by the Prince of Wales, the club never opened, but the Orange Blossoms liked its name and transformed themselves into the Casaloma Orchestra.
That's true.
I'm sure that you heard this story from those members of the band. And they formed a corporation. It was a cooperative venture. Who were the owners of that original Casaloma band?
Well, it was originally under the direction of Hank Biagini, but the fellows wanted to get away from him and form this cooperative outfit. So they stayed up night copying arrangements.
Is that right?
So they got away. But actually, they didn't need to do so many of those because Gifford was, at that time, he was so prolific.
Yeah, he turned out a lot of arrangements.
The band recorded. Built up the library fast, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. You recorded so many different things. I'm astounded at the number of records that were made. Who were the owners then?
Well, Glenn Gray was the... He was the president, and Pee Wee Hunt was the vice president, and I don't know what office Kenny Sargent held. Probably treasurer, you know, to round out the executive branch, I guess.
One of the things that set the Casaloma Band apart from many of the big bands which were to follow 5 or 6 years later was the fact that it was a swing band and a sweet band at the same time.
Well, like we played the swing music, generally at the end of a set, open with a swing number and throw a lot of ballads in, and then close with a flag waver. That was generally the programming.
We're going to do a little programming of our own right here, if we can, Clarence. Let's listen to that great Casaloma Orchestra with one of their better-known hits. This is When Buddha Smiles. Thank you. You're listening to the music of Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra and our special guest, clarinetist Clarence Hutchinrider, on WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, on a one-night stand with the big bands. Brought to you by WTIC and by Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks. Go with the car dealer who gives you more, Russo Chevrolet. When you buy a 1974 Caprice or Impala at Russo, either specially ordered or in stock, you receive absolutely free, complete maintenance service for 15 months or 15,000 miles. That's right, complete maintenance service free for 15 months or 15,000 miles. Gasoline will be your only expense. Russo's trained mechanics will take care of the rest. Free lubrication, filter changes, front-end alignment, tune-ups, any routine maintenance work that must be done on your new Caprice or Impala in 15 months or 15,000 miles. It's a first-class deal from a first-class dealer, Russo Chevrolet.
Go first class with Russo. Russo Chevrolet.
Russo Chevrolet is just minutes from Hartford. Take the Bradley exit off I-91, then your first exit to Russo Chevrolet, across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks. Now back to our guest, Clarence Hutchinrider. And we know, Clarence, that you came out of Texas, began playing saxophone and clarinet at an early age, bounced around with many bands around many parts of the country, and then most notably with Austin Wiley and his orchestra. When Wiley left that band, we understand it was renamed the Clevelanders. And in Cincinnati, you fellows had some difficulty. Fire destroyed most of the band's instruments, and that's when you joined the Casa Loma Band. And I'm sure you heard that earlier quote from Stanley Dance that you added the jazz voice to the Casa Loma Orchestra. That must have flattered you a great deal.
I feel very good about that.
Did they hire you away from the Wiley Band?
Grady Watts, a trumpet player, and myself received a wire from Glenn Gray. Spike Knobloch at that time.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Asked if we'd be interested in joining the band. And we didn't want to leave what setup we had, you know. All we needed was some direction and booking. All the rest of the fellows advised us to go ahead and take the job. Because right after that, even though there was a depression at the time, the big band started catching on.
Yeah, people needed the music perhaps more than ever right
then.
That's
true, yeah. And there was the things that kept us alive with the college dates.
I do want to play another one of these Kenny Sargent things. He was quite the heartthrob of many of the young ladies, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Do you remember the original recording of For You?
I will gather stars out of the blue. Thank you. nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you.
You mentioned, Clarence, that you had frequent bookings throughout the New England area, which kept the band going. Do you remember appearing in the Hartford area?
The only thing I can remember is the Armory there.
Oh, yes.
The Armory,
yeah.
I know we used to play the theater there quite often.
The State Theater.
Yeah.
That had some great names in it, and we hear some great stories about the way the fans there appreciated the big band sound.
Really? Yeah.
A recording of the Casa Loma Stomp, another arrangement by Gene Gifford, and this is one that really moved pretty well, didn't it?
It wasn't a program we played that didn't play Casa Loma Stomp.
That Casa Loma Stomp, another Gene Gifford original and instrumental, you say that he was a very prolific composer and arranger. He also played in the band at the same time, didn't he?
Yes, he played banjo. He was playing banjo.
That's kind of unusual, too, isn't it, for a big band to have a banjoist?
Banjo came out of the 20s, you know, the Charleston era. And he used to do his composing right from the banjo.
I have another quote here from Stanley Dance, who said the Gifford arrangements that caused the excitement were built with riffs, short, catchy figures of a kind with which Negro audiences were then generally more familiar. The pattern was essentially one of call and response, the brass answering the saxophones, or occasionally vice versa, simple, repetitive, and even mechanical in plan. The whole verity of this sort of music lay in its interpretation, in the energy and swing with which it was played. Do you think that's a fair summation of the way the band put together these arrangements?
It was a precision thing.
The band was
more than it was musically.
Yeah. The band was known as Casa Loma, and this is the Casa Loma Stomp, and it so solidly typified this approach that Stanley Dance was talking about that Fletcher Henderson recorded the same thing and almost in exactly the same way.
Thank you.
things that the band ever recorded that I considered one of the masterpieces. It covered both sides of an old 78 RPM record, and I'm sure you know I'm talking about No Name Jive. That wasn't a Gifford arrangement, though, was it?
No, that was Larry Wagner's. The tempo of it was so perfect for dancing. It's one of the reasons it was such a hit.
There are a number of solos on it that I think are great. Now, you had Murray McEachern with you at this time, right?
That's right. He was hired as a trombone player. Of course, he played saxophone, played clarinet well, and originally he was a violinist. But any instrument he picked up, he seemed to just have a natural affinity.
Isn't it something that a guy would be able to double in brass and reed instruments and yet get such beautiful tone on both? He plays the alto sax solo in the No Name Jive.
Yeah.
And let's see, we have a clarinet and a tenor solo in there. Who handled those?
Well, I handled the clarinet and the tenor solo.
You played them both, huh?
Yeah. Well, we were spaced far enough apart.
Were those completely ad-libbed, Clarence?
Yes.
When you went out and made personal appearances then, after the recording became very famous and must have sold a million copies, I'm certain, did the people want to hear the same solos that they had heard on the records, or did you still have the freedom to ad-lib them?
We just fell into that course, and it became natural to us, and we wouldn't vary from it. It seemed to fit the number, so we played it that way.
The tenor solo, I think, is intriguing. It just starts off dun 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 dun. It's very simple and very effective.
Very simple. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's one of the big band masterpieces called No Name Jive by Glenn Gray and the famous Casa Loma Orchestra. Go with the car dealer who gives you more, Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks. When you buy a 1974 Caprice or Impala at Russo, either specially ordered or in stock, you receive absolutely free complete maintenance service for 15 months or 15,000 miles. That's right. Complete maintenance service free for 15 months or 15,000 miles. Gasoline will be your only expense. Russo's trained mechanics will take care of the rest. Free lubrication, filter changes, front end alignment, tune-ups, any routine maintenance work that must be done on your new Caprice or Impala in 15 months or 15,000 miles. It's a first-class deal from a first-class dealer, Russo Chevrolet.
Go first class with Russo. Russo Chevrolet.
Russo Chevrolet is just minutes from Hartford. Take the Bradley exit off I-91. Then your first exit to Russo Chevrolet across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks. The Casa Loma Orchestra was always extremely popular, especially with the college set. And George T. Simon had a couple of very interesting stories about that. In his book, The Big Bands, for example, he says in the very early 30s, some of us college musicians had latched onto the band. During my freshman year, I'd been appointed leader of the official freshman dance band. Actually, I had wanted to be the drummer, but when somebody else proved to be better, the guys decided that since I knew something about tempos, they might as well put me up in front. Tremendously impressed by a very early Casa Loma record of Alexander's Ragtime Band and Put on Your Old Gray Bonnet, I'd convinced our pianist to copy the arrangements off the record. They turned out to be our two most impressive numbers. One of my friends, though, some months later, who, like others, had been unaware of Casa Loma, announced that on summer vacation he'd heard a band called Casa Nova or something like that, and he said they copied two of your arrangements, note for note. Then George T. says, perhaps I should have been prepared for such unfamiliarity with the Casa Loma Orchestra, because just before I returned to college, I met one of those ideal girls who told me she just loved jazz. But when I asked her how she liked Casa Loma, she replied, I don't know, how does it go? It is true, Clarence, that the college set really did love the Casa Loma band.
Yes, it did.
And probably that's where that contributed more to the success of the band than any other single
I'm
factor.
Sure it did, yes.
There was a fellow for a while named Mel Jensen who was the leader of the band, as I understand it, an old violinist.
He's a violinist.
Because Glenn Gray, who was one of the members of the co-op, preferred to just sit in the sax section. And although he was the president, as you mentioned, he kind of stayed in the background and let Mel Jensen take over up in front.
That's right.
And then in a typical burst of modesty, as I understand it, he said when the guys all decided you should be up fronting the band, because he was a very large, tall, handsome figure, imposing figure, he said, well, it's probably just as well because we can get somebody better to fill my chair on sax.
People would come up and say, where's Mr. Loma? Which one is Casa Loma? To cease explaining all this, we had Glenn stand in front of the band.
He looked good up there, didn't he?
Yeah, he was very imposing. He looked more like a banker.
Dressed impeccably at all
times.
Yes,
oh yeah, that was...
Matter of fact, you all were.
In fact,
you?
The band was, I think, was known as the best dressed band in the business. I think we were the first to wear full dress.
Tails included?
Tails, yes.
I want to play another one of those Kenny Sargent things if I can here, Clarence. Do you remember the recording of It's the Talk of the Town? That was another big one for you.
Oh, yeah, we put in quite a bit of time of rehearsal on that. As you remember, it was a vocal background, sort of a quasi-Fred Waring, if that's the right word. Anyway, it was very effective.
We were more than lovers, we were more than sweethearts. It's so hard to understand. Don't know why it happened, don't know how it started. Why should we be strangers after all we've planned?
I can't show my face, can't go any place. People stop and stare, it's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town.
We sent out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day.
Friends and our relations gave congratulations. How can you face them?
What can you say?
Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart. Don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended?
It's the talk of the town.
The Casaloma Band was unique in more ways than just its music. For 12 years, it played without a single change in personnel, a flattering testimonial to Glenn Gray's wise and friendly leadership, and the fact that the band was organized on a cooperative basis, the first such arrangement, as we mentioned, in orchestral history. In this manner, the men of the Casaloma Band succeeded not only as friends and musicians, but perpetuated a profitable business venture. When World War II came along, the men started to leave, but Glenn kept the band going with replacements, some of them outstanding jazz figures, Bobby Hackett as an example. In 1950, with all of the original gang gone, though, Gray decided to take a long-delayed and well-earned retirement, so he packed the library, took it home with him to Plymouth, Massachusetts. He came out of retirement to do other recording things, especially in the late 50s and early 60s, but then in Massachusetts died in August of 1963 of cancer. There's a great deal more to be said and a lot more good music to be played by the Casaloma Band, and I'd like to remind you that tonight's is the first of a two-part series on our one-night stand with the big bands featuring the sounds of the Casaloma Orchestra and some special guests. Before we conclude this part one program tonight, let's listen to another of the records from the extensive jazz collection of Jack Gookin. Here's the Casaloma Band with Bugle Call Rag.
Thank you.
Bugle Call Rag of Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, one of their early recordings. And thus we conclude part one of a two-part series on a one-night stand with the big bands featuring the Casa Loma Orchestra. Our location and studio engineer was Bob Chirego. This program has been produced and edited by Brian Hartnett. Our thanks to our guest, Clarence Hutchinrider. We'll be talking more with Clarence and playing a great deal more of the music of the fabulous Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra on our January edition on WTIC Radio of a one-night stand with the big bands. Tonight's program has been brought to you by WTIC and by Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks, who offer free maintenance service on any 74 Caprice or Impala they sell. This is Arnold Dane.